Oh, hi, podcast listeners. There's many ways you can listen to the Real Nerds Podcast. You can subscribe on iTunes. You can also subscribe on Stitcher Radio. You want to send us a Twitter message? You can do that. It's so easy, at Real Nerds. Like us on Facebook, Real Nerds Podcast. You can visit our website, realnerdspodcast.com, where there'll be a lot of articles for you to not only read, but to listen to our previous shows. Do you like your stories told through pictures? Then you can also follow us at Real Nerds on Instagram. You can also call us, 720-6NERDS5. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
Camera, action!
Well, a real nerd knows who shot, and a real nerd can follow the plot, and a real nerd
doesn't
can...
Doesn't talk film! I'm sorry.
Take it outside.
Well, a real nerd knows who shot, and a real nerd can follow the plot, and a real nerd will give it all they got. Lights, camera, action!
Welcome to Real Nerds Podcast, the best movie podcast in the world, as described by Ryan, our host. I am Brad. I am here at the Wyoming Pop Culture Con, and I have two guests sitting across from me. Gentlemen, introduce yourselves.
I'm Josh.
Stevie. We're with Three Wheel Bicycle Podcast.
Right on. And what's your podcast about?
Well, you know, we don't really have a niche. It's mostly like trying to promote local stuff. We try to make the listener, well, not make them. I mean, can't really make anybody laugh, but we try to get them to laugh and just, you know, learn some stupid facts and, you know, just hang out pretty much.
Interesting. And, why are you here at the con?
Sell art.
Yeah. I'm also a spray paint artist and, yeah, and the podcast thing. Just meet new people, too. I mean, that's always fun.
You grow the brand.
Yeah, try to get our name out.
This is Sunday, so there's already been a day that's gone by. How's, like, what was yesterday like for you?
It wasn't too bad, to be honest with you. I sold a couple paintings, but, you know, it's hard to sell canvas art at any kind of pop con or anything like that because, you know, I mean, the value of it's a little bit more, I guess, you know what I mean, than just a, you know, ordinary print, you know what I mean? But yeah, I mean, sold three. I can't complain. Met some people.
Yeah, I'm a graphic designer, so like, I'll go into a coffee shop, and I'll see someone's canvas painting on the wall. And in my mind, I guess I really undervalue myself because, you know, some of those small canvas, the price is like $1,000. I'm like, you know, that's... It is valuable to them, and that's the right price.
Right.
But for me, I'm just like, wow, I would.
Yeah.
I did not think of my art like that.
Yeah.
So, how did you get started doing canvas art?
Well, long time ago. I don't even remember when it was, to be quite honest with you. I've been doing it for a while. I'd say probably 10 plus years.
And what's the typical subject for it?
I really do like, you know, the pop culture and, like, bright colors and stuff. But, I mean, I also do like doing landscapes and stuff. But I really, I mean, I enjoy the abstract part of it, too, I guess. I don't know. I just love all things about art, man.
And Stevie? Stevie?
Nope, no. I'm Josh.
Josh Stevie. Okay.
Yep.
Do you do the art too, or are you just along for the podcast?
Pretty much just the podcast. And yeah, I don't do any art except welding, I guess, is kind of art.
Could be, yeah. I've seen a lot of metal sculptures out there.
Right.
Like it can be an art. So for the podcast, you've been doing at your booth. Like, how's that going? Like, have you got a lot of people sitting down?
I didn't record
anyone yesterday. So.
Yeah. Well, after we get done with this, if you want to hop over and be on our show too, we can, you know, cross promote stuff. It went really good. You know, we had the Comic Zone on, we've chatted with them a few times. The Kamikaze Kid. I mean, yeah, usually everybody's pretty open to, you know, sit down, but kind of like to, you you know, just draw more attention, not to the people that are just walking around the con, you know, vendors and stuff like that.
Right.
Did you get anyone from the celebrity zone to come over?
Not yesterday.
Not yesterday, but there were talks that possibly today, so.
Yeah.
So they might send one over for you?
Yeah, we'll see.
Well,
yeah.
Laser said that he may come over, so yeah, we'll just have to wait and see. It was kind of like last year, you know, like when Jason London was at the thing, went up to him, asked him, and he was like, well, mate, yeah, tomorrow or whatever, and then it was like getting close to the end, and then I was like, all right, Stevie, you better sack up and go over there and just ask him again, and he's like, yeah, sure, and fucking, that was probably one of the coolest interviews.
Nice. What's the wildest story you've heard so far this weekend? Or are there any, I guess?
Not that I can think of.
The lights being off over here.
Oh,
the light,
yeah,
being out.
Oh, were they? I didn't even notice.
Yeah.
I'm staring, like, at the doors, so there's a giant sunlight on me at all times.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow, okay, that's interesting.
Yeah.
It is cool that, like, this is in a mall. Like,
yeah.
From Denver, we usually do the convention center for Fan Expo, and, you know, it's all this, like, very... like elitist, like structured stuff, and like the first year of Denver Comic Con over there was very much like just the community comes together and walk in, put your stuff down, you know, and just kind of, you know, make it up as you go along. And so it's nice to kind of come back to that, because that's what that feels like, is like this is very community focused,
yeah,
right.
Local vendor focused, and it's been cool exploring the I guess the deteriorated parts of this room.
Oh, right? yeah.
Like sneaking the back passages and things.
Yeah, we haven't really went and adventured yet.
Oh, you should.
Yeah, Carla was telling us the other day, because I was like, when there was nothing in here, it was like, I feel like I'm in the Matrix right now.
Yeah, I grew up here, and just walking around in here is like, oh.
So you saw it when it was a full-fledged Macy's?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, some of the
it's pretty crazy.
Fixtures, I'm like, those seem like still super old for a modern Macy's. But that's cool. So
you're from Denver.
We're from Denver, and we do a movie podcast. What are your guys' favorite movies?
Oh, shit.
What category?
Your favorite.
Dazed and Confused is one of my favorite movies.
Right on.
By far.
It could be multiple. You have to narrow it down. But yeah, Dazed and Confused. Classic.
Yeah.
Belly. Wow. Belly is probably one
That's
of my
favorite
That's a good-ass
movie, too.
I haven't seen that one. No one. I've never heard anyone.
Really?
Pick that one, yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty damn good.
It's a good movie.
Then you got The Dead Presidents. That's a badass movie. Menace to Society. All gangster movies, pretty much.
Like gangster movies?
Yep. Casino, The Goodfellas, you know.
What's the movie you saw recently, most recently? Anything new?
I don't know. I haven't watched very many. Any newer movies I watch now are like stuff I watch with my kids or something.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I would probably some Pixar movie or something.
Yeah, a lot of my friends with kids, that's they just, whatever movies they get to see, it's just whatever the kids are watching.
Right.
Yeah.
I would have to say it was that Iron Claw movie, that one.
I saw that. That was intense.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of a bummer that they left out one of the brothers in there.
That was weird.
Know, yeah.
But I get it, like, because it's not a documentary, it's you know, fictionalization of... real things. So like two of the brothers, their stories are similar, so it just saves, you know, storytelling and also some money to just merge them together. But it's crazy how much hardship
they went
through, and how forceful their father was at making them do that stuff till it broke him down. But yeah, that was one of the most interesting movies I saw last year.
Yeah, that was, I think that's probably the most recent one that I've watched. It's hard to sit down and watch movies anymore just because, like, well, I mean, I really shouldn't say that because, like, I can't really do a whole hell of a lot because my hips all fucked up. So, like, But I mostly just watch, like, reruns and shit, you know? Like, the what we were talking about, like, Married with Children, you know, right. Shit like that.
Yeah, like, as a like, your content creators, me as well, like, I find just, I usually just put the old stuff on in the background, and, like, when I get free time, which is rare, to go out and see something new. So, right. I get it.
Shit, this morning when he came to pick me up, there was, that old school Batman and Robin. I mean, it was
from
a TV
97?
Show.
Oh.
Like, you know, the yeah. pow. And hell yeah.
Yeah. I loved that as a kid. Yeah. Just like, it was weird because when I first saw that was when the 1989 Batman movie came out. So I was like, I don't understand why these are different. They should be the same.
Yeah.
And now as, you know, as a 40-year-old, I understand like how stuff is made and like how it's grown as a property. So, yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah, I don't get to watch too much stuff. I'm usually working or sitting at home playing games or something, you know.
Sometimes we talk about games on the podcast. What's your favorite games?
I used to be a huge Call of Duty fan, but I don't like getting beat up by 8-year-olds anymore. So
I hate online multiplayer.
Yeah.
Like. It takes all the fun out of it.
Right.
Yeah, some people are really good at it, but yeah, there's just like some people that just ruin the experience by just, yeah, cheapening like their gameplay.
Yeah,
right.
Some of them can hack stuff, which, yeah.
Well, I don't remember exactly what year it was, but it was one of the new Madden games came out, and we were all playing together, and then the one dude's like, yeah, if you go to this side, then, you know, it was like one of those glitch things. And then it's just like, dude, we're playing a football game, man. Like, why would, I don't know. I
mean, right.
Yeah.
Why would you want to cheat? But whatever.
Yeah. Like, why do you want to, yeah. Why do you want to be like the best at this? Like,
yeah.
Show off everybody. Yeah. I was playing the Friday the 13th online game. And there's just like little kids and like the trash talk they have. Like, it's not even clever. It's just like.
Yeah.
Right.
Absurd or like really awful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
just like I would rather just play this game without all yeah, their comments.
Did you beat that game?
No.
Me. I tried real hard.
I don't even know what beating it is. Like I can't remember. It's been like 4 or 5 years, but yeah, what is beating it? I don't remember.
I've never beat it either. Yeah.
Yeah, I played some like a couple of the scenarios and like obviously saved everybody. But, yeah, on the multiplayer, yeah, it's just, like, be the last one standing.
Right.
But, yeah, like, the multiplayer part, was, like, after that, it was just, like, I got less interested in the whole game entirely. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I pretty much go for stupid simple games anymore.
Yeah, like a quick.
Stuff I don't really have to think. It just keeps me busy.
Yeah, I'll just throw on Tetris or something.
Right.
Yeah.
And just knock out a few minutes.
I like playing that Tetris 99 on the Switch.
Yeah.
I love that. I'll get into that shit and be stuck on that for hours.
I played it so hard and like I got first place one time and I was like, I'm done.
Right. I've only got third was highest I've ever got on that.
It's infuriating, but also like so addictive.
Right.
Yeah. And then I think they did a Dr. Mario version of it. And I have F-Zero set up, but I.
Yeah, I got that one on there. I haven't really messed around with it yet. I've played it a couple times, and that's one of the games that pissed me off when I was a kid. That game is hard.
Yeah, after Mute City, it's just like the rest of the game's just impossible. But yeah, F-Zero is like, I downloaded it, but I remember playing F-Zero X on the 64, so that's another thing where they had like, you know, 50 cars on screen racing with you at the same time.
Right.
And I was like, I hated that experience. But, like, I want to play 99, but, like, I really have to psych myself up for
it.
Right. And there's another one they did for the 99 that was really addictive. Was it Dr. Mario?
I don't know.
I can't remember. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, that one came out after Tetris, I think.
Yeah. Dr. Mario?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Just regular Mario, I think.
Oh, yeah, they have a...
like just Super Mario 99?
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, that one I was so good at.
It's just pretty much speedrunning the original Mario game.
It blows my mind seeing people do the speedruns for those games. Just like, because I've never beat the original one. Like,
same.
I've never gotten past,
yeah.
I think, 8-3 World or something.
You beat it, didn't
you? Oh, yeah.
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 Congratulations.
I beat it multiple times. when I was younger.
Our co-host Ryan, like, that's his jam. And years ago, I was like, okay, prove it to me that you can beat this game. And we stayed up, like, all night and just watching him, like, die over again in the eighth world. I was like, you said you could beat this, man.
Right?
And, yeah, we gave up. He never did it.
Really?
But,
I remember that.
Yeah, it's a hard game.
You know, I'm almost wondering now if the reason why I never beat some of those games is probably because I got so pissed and busted the controller. So then, like, I had to wait to get another one.
Yeah, it's so weird to think, like, as a kid, those games didn't, they were hard, but they didn't feel so hard. And now, as a 40-year-old, I'm just like, this seems impossible. Like, the original Ninja Turtles game.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
No.
Like, once you get to, like, I think the second half of New York, it's just like, I can't get to that Technodrome part without the Game Genie.
Right. Yeah, right.
So, but yeah, it's going back, like, they seem harder than they were as a kid.
Oh, for sure.
It's like, why is this? I've trained all my life. Why is this suddenly right. super hard? Have the new games made me soft?
Right. Yeah, like, my son and I were going, I think we were playing Super Mario Land or whatever. The first one that Yoshi was in. And,
yeah, World.
Like, yeah, I'll smoke this game. You know, just thinking to myself, I was like, oh, this should be easy. Dude, I can't play any of that shit anymore. It's like I can't hit the buttons fast enough or whatever. I don't know. It's the timing.
Those kids have those fresh muscles and
right.
yeah.
Neuron impulses, and ours are just slowly fading.
Yeah.
So.
And it's like I used to be able to, on the original Super Mario, I used to be able to do the, you know, get 99 lives jumping on the turtle. I can't even jump on the thing twice. It's like crazy. We bounce it between the stair. Yeah, I can't do that anymore.
I know. I just constantly just run into him. I'm like, why?
Right.
You know, I was watching the other day Arcade. Remember Nickelodeon Arcade?
Oh, yeah, Nick Arcade.
Mm-hmm. Dude. I wonder what it looks like behind, you know, like when they do that final challenge. You know, I wonder, like, what they're, like, seeing.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Right. Because most of them in the second one, the thing will go by and then they'll miss it at, like, the same time every time.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen anyone beat it.
I don't think so either.
They probably get back there and it's like, this is not what I expected. Yeah. What am I looking at?
Yeah. And it's like, the dude's always like, okay, come on over here. And then, like, he'll turn the kid around and, like, face the camera.
It's like it's secretly this big trolling experiment just to embarrass people.
Yeah.
Right. They just get an audience to, like, watch you just, like, act all confused. Thanks for reminding me of that. That's, like, a good, yeah. I wish they would bring, always wanted, they used to have, like, Double Dare. Used to tour the country and, like, go to malls like this. And you could actually be and, like, do Double Dare yourself. I wish they'd bring that back.
Yeah.
Like, as a kid, I was obviously, like, at the whims of my parents. But, like, now I'm like, I could totally do that.
Yeah.
Like, I could follow that and, like, actually play Double Dare because that looks like so much fun.
Well, yesterday when we were over there briefly chatting with Laser and stuff, and somebody asked him if he had to do the final, you know, the final thing that the contestants had to do or whatever.
The Eliminator.
There you go, yeah. If he had to do the Eliminator and he's like, fuck no. I'm glad I didn't have to do that shit. So I would assume it's pretty technical.
Yeah.
Right.
So you were at the last year's Wyoming Pop Comic Con?
Yep.
Yes, that was the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was at, it wasn't at a mall.
No.
It was at the Best Western Hotel.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
Like, what was that experience like?
Way smaller than this.
Yeah.
Well, way more compact.
Yeah.
Way less room.
I mean, like, as far as, like, from your table to the wall, probably about that much space just to, like, walk behind it. It was pretty cluttered.
And so was there, like, fewer attendees? Or was, like, the same amount, like, of people trying to squeeze in there?
It seemed... It was probably about the same amount of people and half as big as a space.
Yeah.
So it definitely probably felt super congested trying to get around there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's
not
good.
That I don't mind sitting next to Josh, but
<Right.
yeah. laughs> it's just one of those things where it's like we're so confined.
Yeah. No, it's not fun.
No.
Like at a fan expo, you know, it's so they try to pack as many people in there, and so the aisles. 2 years ago, they had the aisles really wide, but then they were like, oh, you know, we want to sell more booths. So they compacted them again, and it's just like it's so hard to – like we built a fake Blockbuster as our booth. And so we envisioned like people standing and like looking at it, but like you couldn't stand out in the aisle and look at it. Like people are just always like this mass was just flowing through. And so you'd have to come into the booth and like check everything out. And yeah, it's just like,
that's a very good idea, man.
Yeah.
Blockbuster thing.
This year we're going to do a Pizza Hut, 90s Pizza Hut.
Nice.
Hell yeah. So, yeah. That's cool.
It'll be fun. All right. Well, anything else you want to cover that I didn't think to think to ask you?
No, I think I'm good.
Yeah. I don't think so. I mean, I guess if anybody wants to, you can check us out on all those wonderful podcast platforms, Three Wheel Bicycle.
Three Wheel Bicycle, cool. Yeah, so socials taken care of. Thanks for joining us on the podcast today, and I think I'll talk to you again in a couple minutes.
That's right. Yeah.
On, thanks, on your man. Show. So yeah. Good cool. to meet you, and I'll see you in a couple minutes.
Yeah,
cool.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Real Nerds Podcast, a Nebulous Visions production. Stream or download episodes, read articles at realnerdspodcast.com. Stream us on Apple or Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or iHeartRadio. Follow us on Facebook, Real Nerds Podcast. Twitter and Instagram, at Real Nerds. Watch us on YouTube, Real Nerds Podcast. Email us at realnerds@gmail.com. Call us at 720-6NERDS5. Thank you to Sparks Mandrill, Mike at Plan 9 Studios, and Bolognium for all of our groovy theme songs. And that's how you fucking do it!